quick quiz for you. If I say Michigan and economy, what's the first thing you think of?
If you could see the cars and trucks we're working on for you, you'd say incredible.
That's right. Most people say, well, not incredible. They say cars, but that's really too narrow a view, at least according to our Detroit reporter, Martina Guzman. She joins us now as part of her occasional series focused on emerging economies in the Great Lakes State. Welcome to the show, Martina.
Thank you, Celeste.
I mean, it's not too far off, right? I mean, Michigan's economy is still dominated by manufacturing and automobiles, right?
Absolutely. Michigan is 6 or 7 times more reliant on autos and auto supply than anywhere else in the country. Even though employment stabilized in recent years, I mean, 39% of all new jobs in the last year and a half have come from the auto industry.
All right.
So it's poised to create new technology, but, you know, it's still reliant on the auto industry.
And yet, part of the problem, many people said, in Michigan was that they relied too much on the auto industry. And that, combined with the recession, made a lot of people really hurt there. Take a listen here to somebody you spoke with, Fred Keller, who's CEO of Cascade Engineering.
We had the privilege of losing about 40% of our business in about 2 or 3 months. So that was a significant pain for us, and we had to shift into survival mode at that point in time.
Cascade Engineering, that makes plastics, he's one of many businessmen that really had to think about a new way to do business.
He did. He had to transition from a solely or concentrated automobile manufacturing economy into a real diversifying of new product. And for Fred Keller, that was what he calls, and many people in Michigan call, the blue economy, using the Great Lakes, 4,000 miles of fresh water, to create an entire new industry that, you know, some people say is a global industry, or experts say is a global industry.
And he did that how?
He did that after 2008 and after the crash of sort of the automobile industry. He wanted to create a product that had sustainability, that could have a very lifelong shelf, and that could help diversify his business. And so he was very interested in the idea of water and supporting community at the same time, supporting people. So he invented a water filter. And this is no ordinary water filter, Celeste. This is a water filter that can clean water in countries all around the world. And it weighs less than 10 pounds. It's at a cost of $80, which is much cheaper than many of the global water filters out there. So he's been able to reach communities that, you know, haven't been able to get fresh water in a long time.
And the reason we're talking about him is because with 4,000 miles of shoreline, he's what people are calling a blue economy in Michigan, which means they're focused around that water.
That's right. The blue economy is a triad of bioengineering and cleaning water. It's also creating products that clean water and the education around water and the Great Lakes. So it has the potential for enormous growth. 800,000 jobs are created around the blue water economy in Michigan.
And if we end up having hydrogen cell cars, then, you know, that'll create water too, right, Martina? water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Martina Guzman, WDET feature reporter and our Detroit reporter as well. Martina, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.